you have a question?
I just want to understand this. So yes. Every story has four domains that you must address.
Yes, yes, to be a complete story.
And each domain can be in either of four classes.
Any of them, yes.
And when you've made that choice for your objective story, whatever it is, like physics, for example, then you go down to the types. Instead of picking a domain, you pick a concern. That would be the equivalent. Domain is to class as concern is to types. So you pick one of those four types that is a concern. When you pick a concern in the objective story is simply a shared concern. It just means that everybody may have lots of concerns, and some of them even more important than this one concern. But that's the one common concern that everybody has within their set of concerns. It's the one place they can agree, oh yeah, that's a concern for all of us, although some are more concerned than others. And in this particular structural model, concern is also going to be the goal. The objective concern will be the goal. After we've chosen that one common concern, then underneath it, we're going to say it is obtaining. So we say everybody's concerned with obtaining, and that's also the goal of the story is obtaining, and the objective story, those will be the same. Then we have these four variations, and you can look at your charts if you have them with you. These are the things we handed out, if it's easier to see. And under obtaining is morality, self-interest, attitude, and approach. One of those will be your thematic focus, called a range. Just looking at, do I want morality to be my thematic range or self-interest to be my thematic range? Which one do I choose? It's easiest to look at it first in terms of morality versus self-interest. Look at them in pairs, not in fours. If you choose morality as your range, morality will be what's up front in the audience's face. If you choose self-interest, that'll be up front. But suppose we choose morality. We're going to judge everything in terms of morality. Morality will be sitting there, and we will use that as our measuring stick to see how far away people are from morality in terms of their self-interest. When you are acting in your self-interest, is that also morality so that they're right on top of each other? Or when you're acting in your self-interest, is that way far away from what's best for everybody else? That relationship is kind of like playing a trombone. You put the thematic range right in front of you, and then you take the other concept, self-interest, and you try all the different characters and see how their self-interest compares to morality. And the way you judge that is by seeing where along on the scale they fall in terms of their attitude versus their approach. That's your measuring stick. Your measuring stick is attitude versus approach. Well, their head's in the right place, but they're going about it all wrong. Or, yeah, they're following it by the book, but boy, they should be making exceptions here. You know, attitude versus approach will be how you deal with morality versus self-interest.